At the very end of this week's parsha, there's a short maftir about Al Tachrisu Ashevet Mishpachos HaKasim Yitoch HaLeviim, being afraid that all the Leviim from the Bnei Kahas might die. And therefore, what should we do to save them? Aaron Avon of Yavov, Samu Osam Ish Ishal Avodosov Ve'el Masa'o. The Kohanim should assign them each their proper place. Lo Yavol Leros Kval HaSakodesh V'Meisu, and they won't come and see what they shouldn't see and die. What does exactly mean the Kohanim assigned them each to their proper place? So there are actually three deos in the Medrash about this. One day it just means that the Kohanim should cover all the very, very holy Kalim so the Leviim don't look at the holy Kalim, especially the Aron and the Kodesh Kadashim, and therefore the Kohanim should like only lead them in after it's covered. But the other days the Medrash say no. It sounds like the Iker here is not just that they shouldn't let them see the Aron and the Kalim before they're covered, but that they should assign each one to his proper position, to his proper job, so that they don't go to the wrong job. Why were they so worried that Leviim, Davka, only from Bnei Kahas, would go to the wrong job? And why would they be Chayiv Misa if this happened? And you have to control them to make sure they stick to the right job. So, the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, in the Midrash Rabbah here, says there was a problem they were worried in Leviim. There were different things they had to carry. They were all super duper holy. The Shulchan and the Mizbechos and the Menorah and the Aron. But we all know that the Aron was the holiest of all of them. And they would get more scar for carrying the Aron than anything else. They were afraid that all the Leviim would want to run, to jostle, to cut in line so that they could carry the Aron. So they get more scar carrying the Aron than carrying the other Kalim. When Hashem saw the Leviim fighting over it, then Chas V'Shalom would cause a Charon Af and might lead to them being Chayiv Misa. Therefore, the Kohanim had to come and put each one at their task and say, no, this is your job, this is your job, to make sure they wouldn't fight over the jobs and each one try to get the most chashuv job. Rav Sternbach, in his Tam Vadas here, points out that we see from here that as praiseworthy as it is to have zrizos and run after mitzvos, right? We always try to run after doing more mitzvos. And the bigger mitzvah, the better. And the more kadosh, the better. As praiseworthy as it is to run after mitzvos, it's if that ends up coming at the expense of darkei shalom, at the expense of proper manners, at the expense of getting along with people, then it turns into a chiyuv misa. It's more praiseworthy to be ma'uruf and abrios, and to be mevater to other people, and to be mevater to other people, in order to get along nicely with everyone. And it's better to do less mitzvos and get along nicer with everyone else. He quotes Masor from Rav Yisrael Salanter, that I was not aware of from Yisrael Salanter, but I heard Rav Schechter say it many times, right? The Avelim always, lo aleinu, right? They're fighting over the Amud Kaddish, you know, sometimes people always come to blows over who can say Kaddish. Who's going to daven for the Amud and get mafter or say Kaddish or whatever it is, you know, for his father or mother's neshama? I've heard Rav Schechter say many, many times, you should know, it's a bigger zechus for your father's neshama that you're mevater to another yid than that you say an extra Kaddish before the Amud. And he quotes this Masor for Yisrael Salanter, that it's a bigger zechus for the neshama to be mevater to a yid than to say an extra Kaddish, that ultimately, as important as mitzvos are, the mitzvos are not there for us to get schar. We don't do the mitzvos for selfish reasons so that we can do more mitzvos. We do the mitzvos because we want to serve Hashem, and Hashem wants the mitzvos done. And therefore, obviously, Hashem doesn't want us to fight over the mitzvos. He doesn't want us to ruin our shalom. He doesn't want us to be selfish with mitzvos. And therefore, if you're really doing the mitzvos for Hashem and not for yourself, then, if someone else wants to do the mitzvah, you don't fight with them. You give them the kavod, you give them the zechus, you give them the skula, you give them the iloy neshama, whatever it may be, because ultimately, derech eretz kadma l'torah. I'll just add one other point that I saw mentioned. There's a Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos, if I'm not mistaken, Midrash Rabbah, who has a third day of what the problem was. He says, pum fakert, exactly the opposite. They would all run away from carrying the aron, and run to carry the other Kalim, because they were afraid to carry the Aron, because it was so Kodesh. You know, if you do anything wrong, we have stories like that in Tanakh, if you do anything wrong with it, you might be Chayiv Misa. And they would all run away from the Aron. So the Kohanim had to come and say, no, someone's got to do the Aron, it's your turn, or you're qualified, we think you're the right person to carry the Aron. And here, if you put these two deos together, it teaches us, I think, something very very practical and true about leadership roles, about public roles, about leadership roles, about taking, you know, the reins. On the one hand, you can't fight with everyone else. Ooh, I want to do the most important job. I want to be the top guy. I want to be the leader, because then you'll be chayiv misa for not having derech eretz kadmon l'torah. On the other hand, if you have excessive humility, say, I don't want to do anything. It's too hard for me. Maybe I can't handle it. Maybe it's beyond my madrega. Then no one will do important things. Every Jew, really, it's hard. You have to walk a tightrope, but that's part of life. On the one hand, you can't think, be so selfish and so arrogant that you want all the important jobs and you'll fight with other people for them. On the other hand, you can't say, well, I'll go too far in the other direction. I won't do anything. I'll just stay in my corner and I won't ever open my mouth and I won't ever volunteer and I won't ever, you know, take a leadership role because maybe Hashem really needs you and that's your shlichus. And you really have to use your sound judgment and maybe consult those who are smarter than you, just like the Levium were assigned by the Kohanim, to figure out how to take the responsibility and leadership that you're supposed to take, but not to turn it into selfishness and arrogance and take more than you're supposed to take. And Bezrat Hashem, we, particularly us, in the you know, who are learning to be Rabbanim, whether in the end we get our main salary from being Rabbanim and spreading Torah, or whether even if we get our main salary from elsewhere, but also work very hard at spreading Torah, you know, that we have to work hard and daven for Siyata Deshmaya to find the right balance of doing what we're supposed to be doing, but making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing for Hashem and not trying to take on more than we're supposed to for our own purposes.